Guys, welcome to episode 5.
Welcome back, little hiatus we took last week.
Yeah, we felt that last week it just wasn't the time to be taking away from like the issues at hand. We just felt it would be a little bit almost insensitive to post an episode with what was going on. So
yeah,
we decided to take a break and take that time to educate ourselves, spread awareness, and I hope everyone else was too.
Yeah, because it was like the day after the blackout thing that we were like scheduled to post the podcast, and we didn't feel it was like, we just thought it was like, I know it wasn't still the blackout day, but it's like, I didn't want to be like, that's not
taking
what
away
we should
from
be putting it on social media, like sharing like personal things that are kind of quite trivial, obviously.
Exactly. Like there was more important things to be spoken about.
Yeah. So we just spent the week or whatever, like educating ourselves and amplifying other people's voices that have actual experiences with it.
Exactly.
Like, we're not going to come on now and talk, do a whole podcast about racism or Black Lives Matter, because like,
at
we
the
can't,
end of the day, it's like, we haven't experienced it. We wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like it's not our place to speak.
We just be rehashing things that we've seen other people talk about their own experiences. So
yeah,
we spent like the week or whatever, and we're going to continue to do so, like sharing stuff on our personal Instagrams and stuff and amplifying other people's voices. But
and
we're
also
just saying,
just
like,
reading up and educating yourself, you know?
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is important.
So that's what you should do. I'm sure everyone has been doing anyway. And
yeah. I don't want to get like preachy at people, you know? Because
But
I have faith that everyone who listens to
I feel
to
like
this
if you're not doing that
is
already,
doing the right thing.
You're not going to be convinced by us, like, you know, when you sort yourself out.
Yeah. Very
that
true.
Seems like a you problem.
That serious you problem. Sort yourself out.
Yeah. So anyways, this week we have episode 5, as you said. So we're going to be doing this one about body positivity. So we don't really have any like specific different parts about it we're going to talk about. We're just going to have a chat about it and like the
like
new,
our stance
yeah,
on it,
our
you know?
like our thoughts and our experiences and stuff. So like, what do you think about like body positivity trends and stuff like on social media?
I think that I don't know, like, I don't know if you think this too, but I feel like only like have like, I don't know, body positivity in a way of like showcasing different body types. I feel like that's only come across in the last like year or so.
Yeah.
Like I don't remember going on Instagram before then and seeing like major like body positivity towards like, you know, like curvier girls and stuff like that. Like I don't feel like I've seen that until, but I'm really liking the way it's going. I think it's
I feel like
it's a good way to be
I
going.
Feel like until recently it was kind of like a, if you were a curvier person on Instagram or like a bigger person or whatever size you were, like I feel like it was like that was like your little thing. Like it was like you were like a token kind of bigger Instagram person or whatever, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like, this is me, this is my Instagram, this is my personality, and I just happen to be 3 stone heavier than
like,
most influencers, you know what I mean? It was kind of like,
I feel like it was their brand was
their
being
whole brand, and like
a bigger like, which is cool,
it's not
like
bad.
that's your brand, but like I like seeing that, like it's like that's not some like, it's just like I'm an influencer, like I do this, like I have a YouTube channel or whatever, or I'm a TikToker, but like I also
like I just
like
happen
side
to
note,
be and it's not like
I also have a different body type,
because I feel
you know?
Like if you're a person that like is like benefiting from seeing yourself represented like on social media, or someone who's an influencer or in the media, if you see them being literally like kind of singled out, not even think, like their size being emphasized, it doesn't help. It doesn't make you feel better, because it's like they are doing well,
it's
but
like
they're still being like
it's
categorized
putting
like
emphasis
that.
on the fact that they're bigger,
Yeah,
you know,
like it's like,
which like
she's so good and she's so good at this talent, like she's so talented or whatever, this specific thing, but like also
I was like,
body positive
and she's a
queen,
plus size.
like, you know,
it's like, I completely agree,
like it's like sometimes
but
that
I feel like,
overshadows the actual stuff that you're there for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like though, it's still going, it's going in like a really positive direction, but like I still feel like on Instagram, people still just get so much like hate for their bodies. Like we're all like I feel like we, especially girls, I feel like girls are like body positive queens personally.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'll look on some people's Instagrams who'll be like, not necessarily like big, like I wouldn't be like they're like large ladies, but like bigger than like the normal Instagram models you'll see. And literally 90% of the hate they get is from like middle-aged like men.
Yeah,
Like,
or like
and it's just
teenage,
like,
or like
what?
16-year-old boys, you know?
Boys being
Yeah.
like, you're fat, haha. It's
Yeah.
like, what?
Yeah.
Like, go off.
The only thing as well about, I feel like on like social media about like it's actually so hard to say, isn't it? Body positivity. Body positivity. Is that I feel like a lot of the time now, like obviously it's really good for people to be represented and to be talking about like their own personal issues and stuff. But like, there's so much stuff where like people who are like a size 10 are like coming on in their bikini, literally looking almost like a perfect, I'm doing air quotes here, like body, and then like whacking the saturation up on the picture and being like, we all have stretch marks, you know what I mean? And I feel like they kind of use that as like a like a leverage, like something to be like, I'm not perfect, like I'm like relatable, you know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying.
Or like even like,
or you know what I think is a kind of like, I don't know, not upsetting, a little bit upsetting. You know when you'll have like people on Instagram, like say that have come off, like I've got one example in my head, like Love Island, I'm not gonna like name her or anything, but this girl on Love Island, like she prided herself for being like not having their body type, like she was like, I'm like a curvy queen, and like and, like everyone idolized her for her. I was like she's amazing, like she would make, like she just had that confidence in herself that would like make you,
I feel like we can say her name, she also, like I know who you're talking about, I feel like we can, is it bad? No, it's not, like
Alexandra,
like she clearly lost a lot of weight, like,
but it was like, anyway, her brand was for so long was like accepting your body, and then she just one day came onto Instagram and was like literally like abs and all, like, what? I was like, I thought it's like, Alexandra, I thought we were loving ourselves, you know, like I thought,
and like
I thought we were accepting our bodies,
and I and feel like it was like
have abs now,
it wasn't even as if like, here's my journey of me becoming healthier because like I don't feel good about my body and I don't feel like it's in its best form, like it was just like, I'm a body positive queen, and the next day it was like, I'm skinny, you know what I mean,
it was like I'm skinny and I've got abs,
and like that's not even
like, all of a sudden she's like hockeying on her Insta and she's like, the unhealthiest I've ever been was during this time, and it's like, that's fine, it's like, that's actually how you were, but like you were like promoting yourself,
and like you just
for having that, you know,
it's like she just pulled, like, you know, like she just pulled a sheet from it, like everyone else was just like, yeah body positivity, you're unreal, I'm unreal, we're all unreal, fuck it. And then she's like, I'm actually really, really skinny, unreal. And I hated myself then.
She's like, she's like, I was actually so unhealthy, like, being the size I was not okay.
Like, it's like, you know, you seen
we were just loving ourselves. Yeah,
you know, you see people putting up, like, before and afters, and they're like, I actually felt disgusting in the first picture, I feel sick looking at myself, and you're like, that's what I look like.
That is the most upsetting thing, and when they're like, I can't believe I ever got myself into that, this was the epitome of not looking after yourself, and you're like, that's literally how I look.
I thought that was me.
You know, like, that's like literally, oh my god.
Yeah.
I just, it's fair enough, like, if you're doing these things because you want to, like, better yourself and you weren't happy the way you were, go off, do that. But I feel like, don't promote the way you looked if you weren't happy with it, because, like, some people are happy looking like that, and then you just, like, shit on it, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
I'm like,
you know,
like, it's, I know that obviously looking, like, when you've changed it a lot, even like when you change from being like 16 to being like 18 or whatever, you're like looking back and like, oh my god, cringe. But like, people who look like that now, you're not like, oh my god, ew, like, you're not, you don't see a child and be like, bleh. But I don't know, I think it's just the fact that they're like, I am disgusted at how gross I was, I can't believe nobody said anything to me, and you're like, that's a pic of me, like, that could be me if you switched faces, like.
Like, that's literally, it's just, honestly, it's just,
like, obviously, they're allowed to do that, like, everyone, you do you, but, like,
within your rights,
like, if I was to,
no, me neither,
drop a few pounds, like, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, look at how disgusting, even though that could be how you felt, but, like, you don't need to share it with people who might look like that as well. It's like, even with the Alexandra thing, like, it's like, I know that, like, it wasn't her fault, because, like, obviously she was, at the time, just trying to be positive by, like, promoting herself, like, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, I know that, like, she can't go back and not promote that, but it's just a bit, like, you gave us a support system, and, like, you set up this whole thing, you've probably communities of people who, like, admired her for that, and, like, had her as, like, a bit of a, not, like, a role model, but a bit of, like,
just
inspiration.
Just as someone to be, like,
and then she was like, actually, that was disgusting, I needed to sort myself out, but, like, when you say that about to people who admired you for that thing, like, you're saying that about them as well.
Exactly.
It's not just about you.
Like,
anymore.
I remember seeing when she put up, like, it was like literally, it was like one Instagram picture. It was like her with her like prior body almost, and it was like the next, literally like three Instagram posts later, like she had like full on abs, and you're like, what? Like, she's like, thank God, my health journey has really sorted me out.
Okay. Yeah, it was so quick, wasn't it?
It was
like
really
she went
quick.
From being like. Like, not, she wasn't, she was never, like,
she was never big.
She was just, like, a
curvier girl, like.
Yeah, slightly, yeah, like, she was never even, like, her waist and all was always, like, small and, like, she was fat, but, like, She just one day went from being like average but unreal
to like so slim. In.
And like yeah, and like obviously that's nothing wrong with that. No. Like, that's, I think everybody is beautiful.
Yeah.
But like it was just so like it just completely negated everything that she's been helping people. Like whether she wants to or not, like she when you become a celebrity kind of not celebrity, I don't know.
In the public eye.
If you become like an influencer, yeah, like you're whether you like it or not, you're gonna be a role model or an inspiration to some people.
So, and it's like
and you can't just
if you're putting it's yourself,
just irresponsible, I think.
If you're putting yourself on a pedestal for a certain thing and people are like flocking to you for like for that specific thing, when you switch that yeah. up and start saying that was horrible, it's like what?
Yeah.
Like
there's nothing wrong with her losing weight, like obviously. No, she's amazing. Happy, and like she felt unhealthy. But I also think she could be sure to share. Like I don't think I even follow her, but like or I think I do actually. But I wouldn't be like looking at her stories every day, but like
yeah, me neither.
I feel like she should have
shared her journey a bit more,
journey. Like, let's all do this together. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think you should just be like, because then it kind of tricks people, like not in an evil and like a malicious way, it tricks people, but like it leads people into the impression that like it happened in one day, and you know what I mean.
And it's that's just not a bit unhealthy, case. Kind of.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me.
It doesn't sit well. But with me
yeah, I do think as well the fake. Not everybody's perfect with your saturated picture and you've turned the exposure all the way up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's like,
and like you have like two stretch marks. Like I understand, obviously you're not allowed to be like happy or like showing yourself off if you are almost quote-unquote perfect or whatever.
Don't jump on it and make it like a bandwagon thing, you know?
Yeah, and make it like a, look, I am like that as well. I have a not perfect body.
Yeah, it's
but
like you have cellulite. Girl, so do I, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like, fuck off.
I have a dimple in my back. Like, do you not see?
Like, Little Things was written about me. I'm the girl with a dimple in my back. Fuck off.
And what do you think of, like, the people who are, like Instagram models and stuff being, like, a pic of me? Everybody has roles and they're, like, hunching over.
Oh, my God. Literally. I just think it's patronizing. It's...
Mm.
I just... Like, there's no need for it. Like, it's like... Tammy Hembro or something, she's just an example. I don't know if she's done it, but like picture like it's like her people her body type who like be like sitting on a chair rolled over being like we all have our bloated day.
Yeah,
it's like you're a fit, like your whole thing is fitness, like you don't need to try and squeeze yourself into the bracket of like body positivity as well, you know?
Yeah, you can't be everything. Like
it's like fitness is your lane. Like I'm sure you don't have a role to your name, stick with that.
Yeah,
support that, that's your brand.
Yeah,
you know?
And like it's just your skin, like if you squished your hand up you'd have little rolls of like or like a little folds, like anything goes like that when you squish it together. But like I don't think that they ever like necessarily have like a bad intent behind it, kind of. Like I don't think they're ever like I'm gonna be mean and patronizing people who are bad at themselves, because like it does come across like that.
It comes across
like, look, I'm not even perfect, but like if what someone else deems as not perfect is like would be like you on a good day, like that would make you feel really bad about yourself.
Yeah, I would.
But like I don't think they ever, like I don't think anybody does it malice, like in with malicious intent.
I don't know.
Intent, like.
Neither do I, but I think a lot of them do it with the intent that like they're gonna gain, like they're gonna get a lot of like,
oh yeah, sometimes, yeah,
yeah, which I think
like for like publicity
and, like, yeah,
praise, yeah. And like as well when you're doing things like that, when you're being, I think it was either Vogue Williams or Rosanna Russell. I actually really liked them both.
I love them both. I can't remember
which one. I saw, but whenever I see either of their stories, I just never know which one is which. Like, I never, like, computes in my head that it's definitely one.
Yeah.
But one of them had, like, a picture on their Instagram. And it was, like, the whole overexposed, like, look, I have three search marks, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But it's, like, that kind of almost takes away from people who have really have, like, a struggle of, like, obviously, I don't know who feels bad about their body and who doesn't.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
But like people who like constantly get hate online or like constantly are like the butt of jokes and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like,
but even
like it kind of takes away from when you're like whipping out your half six pack and being like, oh, look,
I've got a couple stretch marks. But I even think that like
yeah,
it takes away from people influencers genuinely that's what they do on their Instagram. It's like
yeah, and that's their
body. Like yeah. I follow this girl and. Not too sure of her name. I think her name's like Nelly or something. Let me just find her.
We love Nelly. I think Nelly Stan.
Nelly, is it Nelly? Could be Nelly. Yes, it is Nelly. And okay. She is
Nelly.
Body positivity queen. What she is doing, it's like you can just tell, like, nothing's Photoshop, nothing's like lamming it on for like.
Is she a big girl? Like,
she's not a bigger girl. She, like, I hate using the word normal. But she is what
yeah, like
you would envision just like a normal everyday body to look like, you know?
Okay.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Can I send you a screenshot for reference?
You can.
And we can speak on her.
I wish you guys could see the screenshot. Look, I wish it was a visual podcast.
If you want to look her up, it's _Nelly_London.
Okay, and well, on Instagram.
Yeah, here, I'll just send you 2 screenshots.
Okay. This is a bit of a secret DM here. Me and Sean are bitching about you.
We are.
It's like, you know when you're in a room with people and you text your friend and you're like,
can we
why
leave?
Why did you just text me? And you're like, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
As it goes right now.
Literally.
To our hundreds and thousands of listeners. Oh, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get you about like average. I feel like as well, like, I don't know how to explain this, but like, I feel like a lot of the time, not even like on Instagram, because people can't like control what they look like, but like, you know, in like media and in like ads and stuff like that, mm-hmm. when they're trying to be like body positive and like inclusive and stuff, it's always like people who might be like 200 pounds, but like most of it's in their boobs and their bum, yes. you know what I mean? Or like their thighs,
mm-hmm.
but and like their waist is still tiny and they're still have like basically almost abs, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like you never really see like people who have like
a bit of belly fat,
a bit of an awkward kind of like,
yeah, or like, you know,
physique, like body shape,
you yeah know I mean? Like you never see that, like it's like even when they're like we're body positive, it's like it's still someone with like just like big bum, like big boobs,
yeah,
and like
obviously they're not gonna have someone that like most people wouldn't prefer, because like it is still like it's still models are still always like unreal people, like I wouldn't want like not that I wouldn't want, but like I could never imagine them putting someone that like is like not even close to like a beauty standard, you know what I mean, putting them on it, because it's like it still is like it's if they just let every single person on, mm-hmm. like obviously they're not gonna let everyone, but if they don't have like a, it's kind of like exclusivity thing, and if that just goes away, like that's not really, you might as well have me on the fucking front of Chanel, you know what I mean?
Why not, Emma? I say,
yeah, well, Shana.
But even, who was I gonna say? I had someone in my head a second ago that's kind of left it, which is a bit shit.
Oh,
I had a whole comment to make.
Oh wow!
And it is.
She's out of here.
It has absolutely dipped on me,
Sean. It's all the Molly you take. You know that TikTok is like, I don't know.
If it's from it's like all the Molly you take that's like scrambling your head up.
But I never said that.
And I will fuck you up. TikTok. That's Maddie from Euphoria. You know my queen, Alexa Demi.
Oh yeah, that's her. I need to watch it.
It's amazing.
Did you say that's on NTV?
It's on NTV. Yeah.
Okay.
If anyone's watching Euphoria, amazing.
It's Sean Lowe.
Amazing.
Sean's been trying to get everyone on the Euphoria bus.
It's just that, honestly, I think I just watch it just to stare at Alexa Demi all the time.
Oh.
I do. She's just so beautiful.
Sean's got a crush.
I do. I've got a girl crush.
Is there any body positive queens in Euphoria?
There is body positive queens in Euphoria. That's what I really like. It's so diverse.
Like, oh, is it?
They've got storyline, like, anything. I feel like this is a Euphoria podcast, but like, they're just, everyone's just so vastly different. It's just amazing. It's really...
That's good.
It's amazing.
I feel like in this day and age, there's kind of, like, not even... I don't know. I know this is bad because I'm just complaining about whatever they do, but I feel like Netflix and stuff, like, they kind of know that if they had all, like, straight, like, skinny, white girls, like, they'd be, like, butchered for it. So I feel like... Like, it's kind of hard to know now if they're doing it because they genuinely want to see that representation or just because, like...
That's true.
That's what they know that people want. I don't know. Like, obviously, it is still good that they're doing it, like, no matter what the intent is, but I don't know. Like, sometimes, do you ever get, like, when you watch a movie and you can just tell, like, especially Netflix movies, you can just tell they're like, okay, we have to get one Asian person and one black person and one fat person and one normal-looking person and one, like, you know?
Or what do you think about... You know, people who, I don't know, like, this really bothers me. Like, you know, for example, like, you know, Ashley Graham?
Yes.
You know, like, she's, like, she is a plus-size model.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people who will, like, post pictures of her and be like, how can anyone be promoting this? This isn't a model. This isn't just being, like, a bigger girl. This is unhealthy. This is not healthy to promote because, like, she's a bigger girl. Like,
yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't think Ashley Graham is, like, on the point of, like,
She's
unhealthy
girl.
To be, yeah. But I feel like, once again, like hers is kind of like more like of a curvaceous gal. Like she's, I don't know. Like obviously, I don't know. But I think
or like Lizzo.
Yeah. See, I do think I don't mean to be. I don't really have like a decided opinion on it, but I feel like I get what they're saying. Like it isn't good. Like at the end of the day, unless it's like a lot of time it is actually medical conditions and stuff, you know. But I feel like at the end of the day. I don't think as, like, a whole, we should be, like, completely being like, yeah, that's perfect. Oh my God, it's so good to be like this. It's so, it's perfect and nothing's wrong with it at all. Like, don't even dare question like someone's health. You know what I mean? Like, I also don't understand the people online being like, this isn't healthy, because it's like, why do you care about that person's like intestinal yeah. health? But like, I do get the kind of thought behind not wanting to like promote, like, say in some cases, I don't know like what the like the definition of it is, but like obesity and stuff, you know what I mean? And like, obviously I think it's good still, because you're kind of normalizing it, because whether it's healthy or not, like, it still happens, and it's still yeah. what people are.
Yeah, that's, but how, like, I feel about it. I'm just like, who, I just kind of think, who is anyone to like,
yeah,
make comments like that on how other people, like, this isn't healthy, like, okay,
yeah,
like,
but I think a lot of the time they're not saying you aren't a healthy person, like, sort yourself out. I think they're more like, it isn't healthy to represent what's not healthy, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, to like,
yeah,
glamorize it. Like, but I don't,
you could
know,
say that, you could say that about anything, like,
yeah, like, they have really, like, really skinny people as well. Yeah,
yeah, but even as far as when you go like TV, like music, like, we like, they glamorize like drinking, like drug use.
Yeah,
know?
That's
like,
true.
Gonna,
yeah,
are we gonna, like, people glamorize things that aren't necessarily deemed healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're gonna go down that route, then what
even
are you gonna talk
man
about?
Man versus food and all, like,
exactly, like binge eating. That's like, glamorizing
yeah.
it, you know.
Yeah, I do. Like, I kind of get, though, like, I feel like a lot of the time, whether it, because people, like, being obese obviously has, like, bad effects on your health, like, whether,
yeah.
like, usually, like, when you're, like, in middle age, and I feel like, mm-hmm. say if you're, like, 18 or something, say if you're our age and you're, like, morbidly obese or something, right?
Sure.
Like, I feel like you're not really thinking of the health implications of it then, so I feel like a lot of the time, the reason people will be, like, inspired to change themselves and, like, to better, like, their health and stuff would be because they feel like they feel bad, and like, not that I'm saying people should feel bad with themselves,
yeah,
but like, I feel like sometimes it kind of like, in a roundabout way, it would kind of like help someone's health in the future and stuff, like, not that, like, completely shutting them out of the media and like pretending they don't exist is like an alternative, but it's kind of like, if everyone's okay with every single thing, whether it's really bad and whatever or not, it's like, why would you change? I don't know how to explain. That sounds really bad. That sounds like I'm being like, they should feel bad about themselves if they be skinny. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's like, I get what they're saying about you shouldn't be promoting something like that. But like, there is a lot of things, like you're saying with the music and stuff, like, there, people rap about drugs and money and sex and killing people. Like, that's not good either.
That's not good. But like, no one really bats an eyelid at stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
And as well, I think with like plus size models and things like that, and just like bigger people in the media, I don't think it's necessarily promoting it. I think it's normalizing it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Which
yeah,
is a
yeah.
good thing, because no matter, it's like, as you said, like, even if you do have a problem with it, that's still people's normal. That's still how people look.
Yeah.
That's still how people go about their lives, you know?
And especially for people who have like medical issues that like they can't change them, that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think it's good, like, I don't think it would be good for anybody, especially for people who are like different sizes, if it was like completely the other way around. Like, obviously it would never be, but like, if it was like you only saw completely plus size people and stuff. And I think as well, it's really bad, you know, when you see like on like Pretty Little Thing and stuff, it's like plus size model, and it's literally someone who's a size 10, like,
yeah,
or someone who's big boobs.
It's
that
like
this, actually
it's genuinely
infuriates
a little bit disturbing.
Me
that whole,
it actually makes you so sad.
It's really upsetting, but that whole sizing on websites and stuff like that could fuck with your head much.
Let's
like,
call out Bershka right
let's
now.
Let's call out Bershka. It was on the tip of my tongue. Like, literally,
right.
I had to buy a skirt from... I didn't have to. I wasn't forced against my will to buy a skirt from Bershka. I wanted the skirt. So, went on. The model who I would say was genuinely maybe a size 4 to 6 was in a medium skirt.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I had no choice, because I'm not a fucking 4 to 6, but I had to buy the large skirt. Fucks your head a little bit. It does, like, it makes you feel a little bit like you're like, I literally when I was looking at my basket, I bought like 2 skirts, both large. I bought a jumper, like, it had to be large, because like, you can't trust their sizing, and like, it's like,
yeah,
it's so not true. Like, I'm no hate, if you're large or anything, go off this. I'm not a large.
Yeah, but like, Sean is not, like,
I'm not a large, but like, I have, like, in Bershka, I'm a large, you know? It's
yeah,
it fucks at your head.
And like that means that like most like some things they have like jumpers and stuff they have extra larges, but like most things they only have small, medium, or large.
Yeah.
So that means nobody that's bigger than you or me as well. Like there were some things in depression I had to get large. Like does that means that there's nobody like, they don't cater for anybody that's bigger than us.
I would say honestly, if you are a bigger size than like a 10 to 12, there's nothing in Bershka that is gonna fit you.
Yeah.
Unless you're buying jeans that like have the specific like
specific waists and stuff, yeah.
It's not gonna fit you because
it's
just so annoying.
And like I know that they can't tailor to some people to people and all, but do you ever look at the size guides?
Yes.
Like there's like I'm like in some parts of my body I'm an extra small in Bershka and some parts I'm a large. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Literally. Like it's like I know they can't change up in Bershka and it would be an extra small. And I could buy a skirt and it'll be a large. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like that could literally give you like body dysmorphia, genuinely.
It could. Like and especially because like if you think you're looking at yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm not that bad. Like, I obviously nobody thinks they're perfect or whatever. And everyone has insecurities. Like, could be like,
feeling yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy with my body and stuff. Yeah. Then you go into Bershka, you try and like a medium. You can literally be a size 8
skirt or something.
Size 8, size 10, and a medium doesn't fit you. Like, I just can't understand how they're allowed to do that. Like, there should be some. Like, I know it's not like a pressing issue, really. Like, in the grand scheme of things, but like, there should be some sort of regulation or something like that. Like a standard. What a small, medium, and large is.
I just think there should be a rule where things are true to size. Because it's, like, their sizing just isn't true to size at all. Like, their medium is not a medium, you know?
Yeah. Like, I was looking on, I was going to get things off
Shein. Yeah, I was looking on that as well.
Shein. And, like, even there, like, always on those, like, websites that, like, Zaful and stuff, their sizes are always quite small. Like, even then, I was, like, a smaller medium, you know what I mean? That's, like, website that's like completely fucked and like that's not an actual store but like even, store shop that you can walk into like
if you when you're sizing on how are we saying it Shein
I think it's Shein but I honestly because Shein is like I feel like that doesn't make any sense but like I don't it know
but like neither does
Shein because Shein is Shine anyway just say whatever you pick one and I'll pick one we'll just see
I'm saying Shein rolls off the tongue for me. So,
it doesn't mean for me. Anyway, sorry.
Fair enough. I'm not forcing you to say it. Am I?
Sorry.
So, it's like when you're sizing on that, they give you like an option. It's like it's like 8 or 10 like little like click throughs you have to do, and they're like, "What size are you?" in like H&M. They're like, "What size are you in Zara?"
Oh.
And it's like, how much of a comfortable fit is a top from Zara in a size 8? And you're like, it's okay, you know. And then they like give you what they think that your size would be.
That's good.
Was really good. I really liked it.
I love it.
It made it a comfortable shop, you know.
I feel like H&M are good for sizing as well. I feel like H&M their sizing is good like
for shopping.
You don't want to kill yourself.
I'm gonna be controversial. Pretty Little Thing aren't awful for sizing.
I literally have not purchased from Pretty Little Thing in 2 years and have do not plan on doing so ever again.
I have.
That's my stance.
Maybe like a month ago.
Really?
But they aren't bad. They really aren't bad. For sizing.
I just think in sizing aside, I think they're so overpriced and it's such shit quality.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Anyways.
So overpriced, such shit quality. But like sometimes
I actually hate Pretty Little Thing, like I despise them. But they did post like a graphic thing about the George Floyd murder and stuff like that. And they posted a picture of like it was like a drawing of like a policeman. He had like a pig face. Which I appreciated, I won't lie. But they don't be very nice to the workers, but like nobody does. It's fast fashion, but like not what can you do, but you know what I mean? Like it's kind of more of a global problem than just Pretty Little Thing.
It's true.
Yeah. But anyways.
Anyway, moving past it. And ASOS as well. I wanna shout out ASOS. Oh, their sizing is amazing.
My queens.
ASOS I would give anything.
I would give the world. But it's weird because it's like it's not only ASOS because it's like just different brands, but like even like Collusion and stuff ASOS.
Collusion. Like Monkey, Weekday, amazing.
There's one called Daisy Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got my, you know the pink top I got that says Thug Life?
I do.
It's like a little pony. It's very cute, by the way. Everybody going back. It's very cute. Like, I got that in a 10, like, wanted to be oversized, but it's real, like, it's like that, you know that kind of quality where it's like, it's so good quality that it can't really be oversized? Because, like, when you tuck it in, it just kind of, like, stays, like, firm, stiff. Which is kind of inconvenient. So, like, it's probably, like, it's big. Like, I felt very skinny. Do you think I'm skinny?
Do you think I'm a man?
Like, I should have got an A. Like, I don't mean to be flexing, but I should have.
But even I'm not turning this into a my stance on fast fashion podcast, but I just have a comment to make, right? So I was on Depop the other day, and there's this, I'm not going to like name and shame, but there's this account that I follow, and they kind of like, their thing is like very like, they're like almost like, they're a Depop shop, like, and their thing is all like very like Y2K, like t-shirts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw loads of gorge ones, right? So I was going to get like a couple of them, but then I messaged a girl anyway, and she hadn't gotten back to me. And then I saw someone was posted about Shein, so I went on. The t-shirts that I was going to buy off that girl, she was selling them for $9.50 a pop. And I was like, great deal. They had literally the exact same t-shirts on Shein for €3.
Yeah.
And it's moments like that where I'm like, okay, I'm trying not to support fast fashion. I'm also trying not to get ripped off, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was reading this thing. A girl I know was posting about it on her, like, fake Insta thing. And she was saying, like, I feel like, first of all, a lot of the time, people who are, like, don't go into fast, don't buy fast fashion and stuff, they're always just talking about, like, Pretty Little Thing and, like, boohoo. But, like, I know that I just said that. But anyways, but, like, H&M, like, everywhere that's, like, high street is like that. You know what I mean?
Fashion, like, unless it's, like,
yeah, like, everywhere, like, unless it's, like, a sustainable kind of line or something that has, like, really good quality and, like, ethical products and stuff.
For example,
ASOS
has, like, their vintage shop, which is great.
And, like, H&M has, I think it's sustainable, or is it Conscious, I think it's called?
Conscious, I think, yeah.
But, like, and even, like, if things are still, like, good for the, like, environment, they're still using fucking children in, like, third world countries to make them, you know what I mean?
Sweatshops, yeah.
Yeah, but, so I feel like as well, like, you, like, I don't think people should, like, shame people for, like, shopping in Pennies or, like, kind of low-price retail. Because like, especially if, like, I know that we're not at that and we still do it, but, like, I'm saying, like, in extreme examples, like, if you have, like, loads, like, of kids to, like, clothe and stuff like that, or just, like, not even loads, that sounds weird, like, two, like, just children, like, and, like, you can't, like, I know it's good to like, shop in charity shops and stuff, and I do, like, when I pass, when I go in and I see what there is, like, and I've, like, bought things in charity shops and, like, vintage shops and stuff, but it's, like, you can't rely on that to put clothes in your children's back or, like, get work clothes and stuff like that. And, like, not everyone likes the whole Tola Vintage, Dublin Vintage Factory vibes. And, like, a lot of the time it's, like, a shit t-shirt for, like, €25, you know what I mean? Like, they're so marked up in Ireland. Like, I think the Dublin vintage scene is really fucked up at the moment. That sounds so, like, arsehole. But, like, I just feel like it's so kind of exploited because it's, like, don't do fast fashion, but, like, buy this top that we probably got from, like, shipped from China, whether it was, like, from a wholesale, like a kind of AliExpress thing, or whether it was like from some, like, a big box from somewhere in America. Yeah. Like, it's still like, not like, no shopping is ethical, really. Like, obviously, there's different extremes, but like, you can't do it ethically, really, if you want to have an, like, unless you have like a capsule wardrobe and you've got like three pairs of jeans, three tops, two jackets, one pair of shoes. Like, there's nothing you can do to be like completely 100% ethical. And as well, like, the whole thing, like, buy off Depop. I understand that I actually have been doing a lot of Depop shopping lately. But, like, there's a life cycle of clothes. Mm-hmm. And if nobody buys the clothes in the first place, they're not going to go into the cycle of clothes. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I know that there's obviously lots of waste clothes. And there's loads of clothes in landfills and stuff. But, like, you can't expect people to wear shit t-shirts that people, someone bought in, like, Dunn's or something, like, 15 years ago. Like, obviously, it'd be good. Because things like that aren't meant to last. And obviously, it is better to buy things that are meant to last and stuff. But it's like, where do you think people, like, the charity shop are getting their clothes? Or where do you think that the vintage shops and stuff are getting them? Like, someone has to start the life cycle of a product. And, like, it is as well about, like, sustainably disposing of them as well. Like, it's the difference between, like, throwing something out.
And it's also, like, good quality clothes and stuff from a vintage shop. It's like, you're still going to pay for them.
And you could just pay for the exact same thing, but new. Like, the same price, like. And, like, half the time they fucking have with 8 stains and all. And, like, you know Dublin Vintage Factory? I think that's the one, isn't it? Like, first of all, weird shop, anyways. But, like half the time it's, like, things have, like, bleach stains or, like, a random brown thing.
Stains or, like, genuinely just stains,
like,
stains. And then, like, Tola Vintage. Dirty stains. And it's, like,
like, Tola Vintage, everything's, like, €30. Or, like, at least €20 for a top, like. And it's, like, when you could get a top that's more modern and more like you a lot of the time in pennies for 20 euro, like you can't give out to people for gravitating towards that. And like, there's a difference between like you can be sustainable in your clothes, like through how you dispose of them. Like, there's a difference between throwing them out once something you don't like it anymore, or you could, but then you could like alternatively donate it, or like upcycle it, or like alter it, or do one of the things. I think people should be like, I think people kind of focus too much on like, this is bad, don't do this, rather than like, this is good, do this, like in addition to the things that you need to do.
But also, I just think I'm not sure if you said this because I kind of, my volume blanked out for a minute.
Okay.
So just tell me if you did. But it's just kind of like, I feel like the people who are like the most like preachy about like fast fashion and stuff like that don't realize like it's a privilege like to be able to afford to shop sustainably. Like a lot of people just don't have the cash for that, you know? Like it's expensive to be sustainable. And as
well,
you
like,
know?
It's bringing back to our body positivity part of the thing as well. Like a lot of the time, it's only the things that are actually nice are things that are for like in size sixes and size eights. And then the people who are size sixes and size eight buy like size 10, like size, like, sorry, like 20 and stuff, and like make it into a fucking two piece. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, obviously it's good to promote it, and people are just kind of bringing awareness to it and saying like, you actually can have a nice wardrobe and stuff while doing it completely sustainably, which is like true for some people, but it's not, I don't think it should be like a, if you don't do this, it's bad.
It doesn't
like,
work
you're,
for
you're
everyone.
A bad person, like, you know what I mean?
No. No, I really do hate that. I hate when people get down your throat.
And
you're
just going to turn people away. Well, like,
just because it works for you doesn't mean it works.
You're just
going
to turn people
else.
Off. Like, the more someone's shouting at you, giving out to you for doing every little thing, the more you're going to kind of be like, fuck that. Like, no,
be
like I want to
shop
the pennies.
Like, what are you
and like,
about?
You can't say the pennies isn't good. Like, obviously, it's a kind of a moral. Yeah.
You can get some good
obviously,
cops
it's like a
pennies,
moral,
like
kind of. Like, you have to weigh it up. Like, obviously, everyone. And like,
you do
but, like, I'm not saying
it.
That it's like it's not
it's
worth
not like,
it, but
like I don't know. Like, it's like, I don't know, like we don't shop in pennies like, often, you know, like we'd get bits, but like I don't think I have sported a whole outfit from pennies.
And
in,
a lot
like,
of the things that
five
I would
years,
get from
you know,
it's like micellar water and stuff. Like, it's not even made by pennies.
And like eyelashes and like like, it's not necessarily completely supporting pennies.
Like, honestly, like, if I had something in my mind that I want to say, like, a specific kind of top, like, I would always check on Depop first, you know what I mean? And, like, a lot of the time, if one thing that would make, I'd say literally climate change would be over if Depop stopped fucking letting everyone tag things as, like, Abercrombie and Fitch, Y2K, when it's your fucking diesel zippy hoodie from 2008. Like, it
like,
really...
Stop it, or like your super dry hoodie, and they're like,
your little Hollister
vintage.
Joggers. Like,
what?
Nobody wants that. Like, it actually boils my blood.
Yeah. Or like some like low waisted, like acid wash jeans
like, imagine
from 2014.
I want something,
they're like vintage.
Yeah. Imagine
total
like,
vintage.
I want some low, like Y2K vibes. Imagine you could just look up Y2K, and only things that will come up would be things that would be like kind of that aesthetic. Like, a man, like, you wouldn't have to go anywhere else, but it's just because it's so hard.
That's what annoys me about Depop. That honestly, like, puts me off. Like, I know that when I'm going on Depop to, like, buy something, I'm going to be there
for a
on
while,
Depop
yeah.
For, like,
whereas
an hour.
If you go into ASOS, it's like...
Like, trolling through to
yeah,
try and
where
find
if you go
shit.
To ASOS, it's like,
Instant.
And, like,
that's
literally
annoying.
Everything I've ever successfully bought off ASOS... Oh, not ASOS, Depop. It's like, I found in the like, within... On, like, the third scroll through the page or whatever I've looked up, you know what I mean? And then it's like, people are like, want to trade. Like, one time I was going through Depop, and some girl followed me, and I followed her back, and she texted me, and she goes, I've seen you just follow my page. Do you have any interest in Olaf? And I was like, what? And she literally was trying to sell me this, like, those, you know, those PG teddies, or I don't know what they're called, PG, PYG, or I don't know. They're kind of have like a little red label. And it was just like a little Olaf teddy.
I know what
like
you're talking
Olaf
about,
from Frozen. And I was like, she was like, oh, I can do a trade. And I was like, what the fuck? And I have this, like, I had
I
this,
don't
like,
want
little
to trade
Jimmy
you.
Choo kind of clutch on my Depop. By the way, go buy it, please. And it's, like, they're, like, worth, like, the rest of them, I don't know how much it is, because, like, my auntie gave it to me. She, like, was clearing out a wardrobe. But, like, I was looking on Depop for kind of, like, other people selling that specific bag. And everyone else is selling for, like, 50 euros. So, like, right, I put on 25. Yeah. And she goes, would you mind swapping that bag for Olaf? No. Why the fuck would I want Olaf?
I wouldn't
Like,
mind.
what? For for my Jimmy Choo bag and I have a fucking Olaf going on. Like, why would I want that? I'd never understand those trade things. Like, what's the odds that they're gonna have something that you want that is like the same of value, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, or even like, I was looking on Depop the other day because, you know, like loads of people have those like really cute, I don't know what the brand is, but like they're like tennis American like, sports.
Is it?
So, oh, I'm not sure it's American Apparel. Sorry. No, I think so. It's okay. Don't cry about it. But they're really cute anyway. So I looked it up in Depop.
Brandy Melville. There was
so many. But
oh, sorry.
No, it's not Brandy Melville either.
Sorry. Go on.
Try again.
Good to know.
But one more time.
No, I know.
I'm okay. But
I know
you,
I am.
I think you are. Sorry. I think you're overdoing it. Just a bit. Awesome. Well, yeah, went on. And found loads of them, and I was like, oh my god, like, this is a lucky day. Every single one I clicked on was like,
really? I've never seen that. What? That's so weird.
Every single one I was like, what? Like, why that's am probably I gonna like, stop you? Like,
people who I'm have, just... like, there's like this thing. I saw this girl on TikTok, and she was like, she just posted some video for dancing, and then like, hundreds of people were like, please let me buy your Brandy Melville top. And they're like, Brandy Melville have like rare items and all that people will buy for like €200 and all. So that'd be something like that, I'd say. Like, they're kind of a little yeah. community of, like, whatever that brand is. That's so weird. Bizarre, like, though. For what? Like, what are you swapping your skirt for? Should need rather money, like...
Brandy Melville? I have issues with Brandy Melville as well. I can't even get into my issues. Sure. Oh, my God. Right, so, I feel like everyone knows, like, Brandy Melville is, like, a skinny person's, like, shop, you know? Like, but, like, I didn't quite... understand just how skinny you had to be to shop in Brandy Melville. Right, so I was looking on it, this was ages ago, I was looking at like jeans and little trousers and stuff like that, and every pair of jeans that I looked at, they only came in a size small, right? So I was like, weird. Clicked into like their size guide as to what a small is, like our size is translated to like American. Their smalls are a size 4 to 6. I'm like, that's it. That's their only size, right? So I was like, okay, whatever. Not really catering to an audience here, but whatever. We move. And then I found these one pair of trousers that I really liked. And they came with a small and a medium. Amazing. I didn't even bat an eyelid. I just ordered the medium. €50 these trousers were. Came. Emma, when I said, couldn't get them past my kneecap. Like, it was literally shit.
Really?
I'd say they were 6. So it's like, what's the difference between...
I say when they say 4 to 6, they mean 4.
They're like... smalls and they're mid, like... Yeah, 4. And then if they were like 6 to 8 on the medium, which I don't know if they did that because I didn't look. But it was just bizarre. I was like, how would you people get away with, like... I think it's weird.
The only person on earth that Brandy Melville is made for is Emma Chamberlain. And I rest my case. There's nobody else that could successfully wear...
Literally.
And, like, girls who look exactly like her in America.
Like, when I said... I literally couldn't get it past my knee. I was like, this is, like... It was embarrassing. Like, I was
ashamed. Didn't you say that was, like, 15 euro?
Like, Brandy Melville had shamed me.
Did you say that to me?
It was 15 euro for me to send them out. Yeah, I haven't sent them back. I think I threw... If I'm being honest, I think I threw them out.
You should have
put them in. No, I didn't. I put them in my... Because I cleared out...
Okay.
I did. I cleared out my wardrobe a while ago and I put them in the black bag for the charity shop. So they've gotten a fresh new pair.
Love that. Some skinny queen is going to be so happy.
Some skinny queen. And that, do you know what? That sits well with me. Knowing some skinny queen is going to get to wear them.
I actually love...
Honestly, I wish I wrote like never worn in the pocket or something.
Never worn people know. I am. A mammoth, of course. You're not a mammoth. I saw an opportunity. Queen by the Brandy, way, I know that we just like to say, I know that we introduced this as a body positivity, but we kind of just started talking about fast fashion a lot. So there's a body positivity and fast fashion.
We went off on a bit of a tangent.
It's a bit of a chat, you know. It's not like our thoughts on body positivity, our thoughts on fast fashion. Like, just kind of discussion, as you can tell. But the other thing I was going to say is, I actually am a stan of charity shops. Like, I am a charity shop, like brand ambassador.
Oh, I
got this thing. The ones on Georgia Street are like, where it is at, right? So I got this little thing, like, I think it's actually an ashtray, but it's like a little crystally, like, you know that things your nana has? They're like little crystally bowls and little crystally bit. Like, and, yeah. And I have it on my little table and it's just so pretty. I have all, like, my little, like, earrings and all. And, like, another thing, I got, like, a Kobe, jumper, jersey for, like, €9. And there's a couple of big basketball jerseys. Yeah. I'm going to watch, like, EP if we can ever go. But if we can ever be in a mass gathering ever again. Yeah,
if we could ever go to EP again.
The MD or 20 kilometers. But, and, like, that was, like, €9. And, like, also, I'm not going to do it because, like, it's a bit kind of a... But, like, that's on Depop for, like, €90. People are selling Kobe things because they, I think they've retired, like, his number or something. I don't know. Sorry, that sounds so ignorant. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know, whatever. But, like, I'm not going to sell it.
Or whatever.
I'm not, like,
yeah, it's not coming across like that.
I don't want to, like, obviously profit off his death, but, like, Matt.
I think it would be important that you didn't.
If y'all see...
I think it would be good for your character. If anybody sees me selling a
Kobe jersey for €100 on Depop, look away. Just move on. Look the other way.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Emma's going through a rough patch.
Yeah.
That's when you know Emma's struggling.
You know. Yeah, one day it's going to look... I think I have to just throw my moral compass out the window. But, and, like, I've gotten, like, dresses and tops and stuff. Like, yeah. There was one thing I got that was from Misguided, and it had, like, a Misguided tag. Like, and it's just, like, nobody's ever worn it. Like, and it was only, like, €4. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if that person didn't buy that, I wouldn't be able to buy it as well. You know what I mean? Like, somebody has to buy it in the first place.
But remember that day that we, I think we were in, like, a St. James in the Paul or something on Georgia Street, and, like, so many of our friends, like, I didn't have, like, not high hopes, but just, like, walking in. Like, it just didn't look like it was gonna have much for us. But, like, so many of our friends came out with, like, proper good pairs of, like, jeans and all. Like, proper, like, expensive-looking jeans for, like, a tenner. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and they always have, like, good jackets and stuff as well, because, like, it's really good quality stuff. Because I feel like nobody would, like, bring a fucking... You know, there's never really penny stuff because it's, like, it's really bad quality. Yeah. But, like, and then, like, they're so cheap because they don't, like... I also saw a tip and it was, like, for charity shops because they kind of sometimes... Some of them can be a bit, like, exploitative. I actually don't know how to say that word. I need to learn how to.
Exploitative.
It is, but I don't know if it's exploitative or exploitative. But anyways.
Exploitative? I don't know.
Apparently, we'll if you're, like, donating something Ralph Lauren or something, you're supposed to, like, take all the branding off it. Because, like, some of them, like, market them up really high. Because they're supposed to just be, like, t-shirts at this price, like, jacket at this price, whatever. Because it's supposed to be, like, charity and stuff. But I saw that little tip. So if anybody is thinking of donating, if you've done a bit of a quarantine clean, I would recommend doing that.
Good tip. Yeah.
Because they're not supposed to, like, profit. They're supposed to just, like, obviously not profit because they're getting money for their charity, but I don't know. It's just not supposed to be good. I don't know what it means, really. But, like, you get, like, good little skirts and all because I feel like, especially the ones in town, like, I wouldn't be, there's one, you know the one in Talat Village?
Yes.
Like, I feel like that wouldn't have the most, like, modern pieces and, like, trendy bits, you know what I mean?
It definitely doesn't. I've been in it before, and, you know, really? It just has more, like, the clothes, like, it doesn't have very many clothes, surprisingly.
Oh,
like,
really?
It's all, like, furniture, books.
Oh.
It's more one of those type of charity shops, you know, where you'd go and, like,
IKEA
find, like,
is
books.
Shook.
Yeah. IKEA is literally closing down the
IKEA's gone out of business. Also, do you see those queues in IKEA?
Oh, my God.
Do you see the queues? That's mad. Like, I'm not judging, but, like, that's crazy.
No, people are bizarre. I'm judging.
Okay,
like, the first day IKEA opens up back up and, like, 600 people are outside.
I was thinking going, and then I was like, no, that'd be a huge queue of matters.
Yeah.
That'll be... I'm actually, like, so interested to see what the line in pennies would be like.
Oh, my God.
Like, it'd literally be all the way back, like, to the point for the one in Mary Street. Like,
I miss it, though.
Look, like, I'll be part of the queue.
I'll probably be in the queue. Like, I don't know, maybe. Like, I need
If it wasn't on Friday, I would be in the queue.
Yeah, no, yeah, same.
Because it is our... Oh, shout out to Megan. It's Megan's birthday on Friday.
It's her 18th birthday.
That bitch is finally 18
because
years old.
Because I'm
now,
18.
If she says thanks, we'll know she's a terrible friend. Didn't listen to her podcast. If she doesn't say thanks.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But, yeah, it's Megan's birthday. So, everybody, in your own time, just sit, like, silently wish... Suddenly wish happy Megan happy birthday to yourself there. Just manifest
it. You need to go.
Well, you can say it to her as well, but I mean, like, just be like, I hope Megan has a happy birthday. Manifest it.
Yeah, manifest a great birthday.
I'd also just like to say, since we're just kind of going on a few tangents, I know that you weren't able to attend because of weather conditions, but the cosmic ordering that went on the other night was delightful. I think we should talk about that for a bit.
Let's.
Okay. So, if you don't know what cosmic ordering is, it's like this thing. Now, I'm not
get your head out of a brick wall. Yeah,
where
first
have you
of
been?
All, and get on board with it.
Get into this, all right? So, I know that I'm not very educated about, like, the whole kind of law of attraction and, like, witchcraft thing. I don't want to offend anybody. Yeah. because I've heard it's actually quite a sensitive topic, like witchery and stuff. Anyway, I'm witchcraft. Sure, but anyways, so basically, it's when on a full moon you kind of you use that for like a manifestation, like kind of party.
Mm-hmm.
So what me and the girls did, Shauna was unable to attend because of the weather conditions, as I said already.
I was not about to get. She was on the ring. Yes, I just wasn't feeling it.
Next
it
month wasn't she'll be there. Yeah. So when is a full moon, right?
I took part at Home Alone.
You did. So when is a full moon? What you do is you get all your gals together. You all sit around. Mm-hmm. This isn't really necessary. I don't really know what the rules are, but this is what we did. So we all kind of came
you
over.
You should get all your girls together.
It, like, you don't want to be sitting at home, like, alone to do this. Actually, I did it before, but it was kind of weird. It was kind of scary,
It is kind of weird when you're on your own.
So basically, I'll get to the point now. So basically, we're all sitting around. You all get, like, a little piece of paper, and you all write, like, your manifestations for, like, life. And it could be, like, short-term, but you write it in the form is, like, I am grateful that whatever, like, I'm grateful that I'm rich, I'm grateful that I have loads of friends and stuff. Like, you don't be like, I want to, like, you act as if you already have it. That's kind of like where the law of attraction kind of comes into it. And then basically you write all things, like, we had like 2 A4 pages each, like, we can do a short one, you can do a long one, whatever you're feeling it. Like, you can do it every month as well, so you can do like monthly specific, or you can keep doing like, you can do a mix of whatever, really. And
I don't know why this is my recommendation, but I recommend having like 3 and just repeating them, you know. Like, I feel like it's more chances that it's gonna happen, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I have a few, like, I had a few like long-term ones and a few short-term, which I feel is good, because it's like there's a few short-term ones that, like, I know, like, I will know if, like, my manifestation soon, you know what I mean? Like, if they were all just like, I'm so grateful that, like, I live a long life, like, you're not gonna know if that's worked for ages. But like, I feel like it kind of makes you like more inspired and like more into it if something happens. Oh shit! Sure. My whole bedroom just came apart there. But yes, so then you all write your little intentions on the pages. You can write 3, you can write 100, whatever. There's no really rules. And then at 11:11, I don't think it has to be at 11:11. It's just like on the night of the full moon. But I feel like it helped. I don't know. It just gave me good vibes, and it was nice because it was like a late night one, you know. So when the full moon is out at 11:11, you burn your pieces of paper. Like, you fold them up or you crumple them up, whatever, and you set fire to them. We put them in, like, a little pot, like a little... My dad has this, like, pot for his, like, ashtray, kind of. But anyway, we just put them in there, and it was actually quite on fire. It was kind of scary. But, and then apparently, I don't know if Tia just, pranked us because we looked funny, but, like, you have to do this thing where you, like, it's called a moon bath, and it sounds so weird. But it's just, you just, like, you have to expose some of your skin, like, I think it's that is in your face. You have to just kind of bathe in the moonlight, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you have to kind of get your arms out or your legs out there. Like, we were all wearing jumpers, it was like 11 o'clock. But, we like, you have to get a bit of skin on skin action with the moon, basically.
You do.
And then apparently, then you're supposed to dance after. Like, we should have a bit of a dance party, which is good vibes as well. Like, I feel like,
great vibes.
I'm not sure that they're like necessary, but like, it kind of just brought good energy to the whole evening.
To the mood. Yeah.
So, you're supposed to like dance to like, and like, happy songs and stuff. She just kind of danced around. We kind of looked like we were on drugs. I'd say my dad was a bit concerned, but like, we did look like we just done some crack, or like, what's the drugs that we, like, you know, drugs that like make it like hallucinate. I don't know what ones do,
like LSD.
Yeah, like, it looked like we were on a few yolks. But and then I just feel like it was like, whether the actual like science behind, obviously it's not science, whatever, whether it actually like worked or like came true, it just gave me good vibes. Like, it was just,
yeah, I think it just like
good vibration.
It doesn't exactly work. It just like lifts your mood, and like, you know, like, you're just,
even when you're, and like, when you're happy, then like, you're obviously gonna have a more positive outlook on life and stuff like that. So
exactly,
it all comes through. And like, basically, we were inspired by Keila Moncrief, who is a self-proclaimed witch. So she has like more videos and stuff like that. But like, yeah, it was just really fun.
Really interesting. Yeah, very informative.
Yeah, it was very like,
if you don't really know what's going on.
And I feel
on.
Like, I've looked at other videos, but it's all like the cosmic skies and then the retrograde, like, you don't know what's going on. But I feel like she was like,
I feel like
Keila, sitting in layman's
she knows terms. How to like she knows how to dumb it down for you know.
Yeah,
like, which is
like
good.
Cosmic order
if
for
you
dummies.
Don't really know.
So I also don't think you have to like, the obviously there's no like specific rules, I don't think, but you don't have to like burn it. You can just like write when it's the full moon kind of, or you can just think about them. I don't know, it just gave me really good vibes.
I really love the plates idea. Obviously I know it's a bit messy, but I love the plates.
Yeah.
Like, where you, like, write out all the shit that, like... But that's more, like, not manifesting. That's, like, letting go of things. And then, like, you smash them up. I think that's
great. You write, like, all your, like, the stuff with the year. I saw this thing on TikTok earlier on. This couple was, like... They'd, like, broken up a few times. And, like, they had a few knocks and all their on and off. And then one day they just wrote all the things that, like, annoyed them about each other. And, like, that they did in the past to each other. Like, about the other person on a balloon and they just let it go. Like, obviously not very eco-friendly. But I feel like that wouldn't really work, though. Like, it'd just be a bit like, oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. Like, I feel like smashing is so much more like, ah, fuck this. You know what I mean? But, like, you're just literally letting go of blue and then you're like, okay, bye. You know what I mean? Then you're like, get back in the car, you know?
I don't know. I like the smashing.
Yeah, I like the smashing.
I just think it's, like, it's boring.
Yeah, but I also get a bit scared about, like, writing negative things down, to be honest. I don't know. Like, I know that things have happened, but it's just, like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. Ever since the cosmic ordering, like, you have to be careful if it's full moon or not, you know? Like, imagine you did that on the full moon, but then, like, it took it as, like, a manifestation, and the universe just fucks you, and then all of a sudden happen again or something. I don't know. I don't know. Shall I become... Like, I'm actually, like,
religion is ridiculous. Yeah.
People are so naive. And then I'm like, so we burned a piece of paper and danced in the moonlight?
Just, like, scary. I trust the universe, you know?
Yeah, I trust her, too. I feel like... I don't know, like, obviously
the universe is in charge, you know?
Yeah, like, she knows. Like, someone's doing something, like, I feel.
Like,
but yeah, even if, like, I would really recommend doing that, because it was just, like, a real nice evening, like, you know, even if it wasn't, like, I'm not going to have,
like, you're not
a six-figure salary, and,
Even, like, if your manifestations don't come true, it's still, like, the energy, you know?
It was just a lovely little evening, like, it was, like, something to do, and, like, I almost felt like I was playing a game or something, you know what I mean? Like, it was, like,
yeah.
It was just real, like, wholesome.
I'm into it.
Good vibes, yeah. I think we should do it again with the whole gang. Next full moon. The next full moon is on, I believe it's the 6th of July or the 5th of July. I can't remember. But you can look it up. And it's actually there's names for them. I've forgotten the name. Hold on, I forgot it now. Because last one was a strawberry moon. And beautiful. I'm not really sure what that means. But it's kind of like, you know how, like, they have Chinese years and stuff? Like, they have the year of the cat and all. Like, it's kind of like the moon of the, it's the 5th of July, I believe. And it's called a full book moon.
I cannot wait.
And that's kind of like a deer vibe. It's supposed to be like kind of domination and like headstrongness. I don't know if that makes sense. Beautiful. But like, determination, if you will. So put that in your schedule, Shauna.
Put it in your diaries.
Put that in your diaries. Make a countdown. Okay. So that became a bit of a more than just body positive. It just kind of became a few topics there.
I feel
in
like
one.
It was just a bit of good vibes.
Yeah. Just a bit of a chit chat, you know? Like, obviously, fast fashion is a very
always
good vibe.
It's a bit of a chit chat. We ended off on good vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like this is more like, rather than like it being like a topic and thus being like, welcome to Girl Code Podcast. Like, today we're talking about, it's kind of just more like, well, me and Sean are recording one of our FaceTimes, you know what I mean? And you listening.
Yeah, literally. We're like, not just like chatting shit and you're listening.
Yeah. If the topic tickles your fancy, maybe not. Who cares?
You're hopefully listening.
Yeah, like, we would have had this conversation anyways, you know, at some point.
Yeah, I'm just glad. I'm glad you've heard it.
I'm glad y'all are here to witness, even though we did talk about you in Snapchat alone. So, sorry about that. Bit rude. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening, Shauna. Have you got anything else to add there?
Thank you guys for listening, and we will see y'all next week.
Yeah, and just one more thing. Just continue to educate yourself and amplify people's voices about the Black Lives Matter movement in America.
100%. And don't let, across don't the sleep world. On it. Don't let it just fade away.
And as well, like, make sure to
stay
keep
active.
Yeah, and like, sorry, I'm just going to go on a little tangent here. I feel like, obviously, people are like, don't go quiet on social media. Like, at some stage, people aren't going to keep, like, post every single day because, like, there isn't going to be new kind of content and new infographics and stuff out every day. But it's more like, I feel like at this stage, if you bring it to your personal life, like, say, you know, some people's grannies are mad racist, or some people's like have a mad uncle or something that's just like always says these outrageous things. Like, it's kind of more about now,
like
what we can do from
Ireland to your own home.
Yeah, from where we are, obviously I wish you're in America, so we'd be out battering people in the face. I would literally be getting so violent. But anyways, I feel like our jobs kind of in Ireland is kind of like obviously support people across the world and even in our own communities and stuff, but it's also to like bring up the conversation with people you know and like keep an eye out for it in our governments and stuff, you know what I mean? Make sure that things like that, like, fight for everybody's voices, you know what I mean? And not just think,
I think it's about having the uncomfortable conversations with people, you know? Like, that's, like, change was never made, like, comfortably, you know?
Exactly,
like, you're gonna, like, have awkward conversations with people and you might fall out with people, but, like, you don't want to be around people.
Exactly,
But minds like that.
Obviously,
you know?
Don't cancel your nana because she's probably, like, homophobic or whatever because, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all are.
If you don't want to cancel your nana for being homophobic, that's on you.
Yeah, like, I understand if you would not do that. I think you can really cut a family member off. But, like, it's just about kind of, like, normalizing things and getting people to... Because a lot of people who are, like, older and stuff kind of grew up with the mentality, specific mentality, and, like, it's hard
it was
to...
Like it was forced grow out upon of it. Them, kind of,
yeah,
that kind
and
of
they've
thing.
Never been made kind of feel uncomfortable about it. They've never been challenged, so...
It's
It's
just
all
about
about,
broadening, opening people's
yeah.
minds up a
Like,
little bit more.
I'm not suggesting you batter anybody or any old family members that you get physical or start looting their houses, but you know what I
Once
mean? Like,
again,
just...
though, if you feel like that's
Yeah, if you
your
feel...
stance you want to
We're not
take, you
gonna...
do that.
We'll mind our business if you start battering someone.
I'll look the other way.
We won't.
Yeah, tag me in. I'll hop in.
Okay. So thanks for listening once again,
Thanks,
guys, and
guys.
we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.